Welcome to Wild for the Nations podcast. I am thrilled to have you join us on this journey of bridging the gap between the church and the mission field. As an organization, our mission is to empower and equip believers to live out their callings and spreading the gospel to the ends of earth. Through engaging conversations, powerful testimonies, and practical insights, we hope to inspire you to get closer and closer and closer of what God is doing in the nations. So grab your headphones, tune in, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged on your own journey to become well for the nations. So in this episode, the beautiful Carrie Norman is taking the mic, and she's just inviting us to consider the possibility that God can use us even when we're on vacations. Get ready. This episode is beautiful, short, and filled with encouragement.
The sun peeked through the clouds as we wander around our first day in Rome. My oldest son and I joined my husband while he was attending a work event in the city. Our plans involved some sightseeing while my husband worked, and we were all so excited to see a new part of the world, one rich with history and meaning. That first day, we all three walked together to take in a few sights and get our bearings. I will never forget walking through a park, past a prominent building, and just stopping. I lingered there, enjoying the beautiful weather, all the sights, sounds, and smells of this foreign city, but I couldn't shake the feeling. Stop. Stop here. Pray now. So I stopped. My husband and son were ready to move on. Go ahead. I'll catch up. I couldn't pull myself away. I began to worship and began to linger in the tangible presence of Holy Spirit. I prayed for what came to my heart. I prayed for the people and businesses that would take place in that building. I prayed in the spirit, trusting the heart of the one who called me to pray and agree with heaven's purpose in this moment. I had no frame of reference for where we were standing. I just knew there was an assignment of intercession there. So I stood waiting for that moment when heaven meets earth and the Lord's presence is manifested. It lasted only a short time, and then the assignment was complete. Okay, I was released to move on. But of course, I had to know where we were standing. Hey Google, what building is this? This stop was not on our trip itinerary. It was just a building on the way to another destination. Well, Google informed me that I was facing the backside of the Palace of Justice, the seat of the Supreme Court of Rome. I still remember the urgency of that moment, even 5 years later. I have no doubt there will come a time when I understand the significance of those prayers, but the only word that still stands out is overturn, a word that meant significantly more when I realized where I was standing, looking at the back doors, no less. I had no idea when we left for Rome that I would have the opportunity to partner with the Lord of Heaven's armies to do His work on foreign soil. It shifted the entire trip for me. It reminded me that He is at work in the hearts and minds of His people all around the world. And He calls us to partner with Him to bless the nations, to bring His love to the people of the world. Every person we meet at meals, in shops, at museums, standing in ticket lines, at bus stops, every person is a divine appointment. His plan, His purpose, His people, whether we are at home or on the other side of the world, we just have to be willing to listen when that still small voice says, I'm here. Will you partner with me in this moment? My husband and son and I had several other significant moments on that trip, many places where we felt the Lord's presence and His peace. We also sensed other places that were frenzied, chaotic, and not at all peaceful. The contrast was profoundly tangible. In those moments, it was clear to me that we were instruments of His peace, ambassadors of His will and His plan. Just being on the tour, in the line, at the cafe, on the bus, we were standing in the gap to usher in His presence to those around us, and also to partner with heaven to unlock new gateways into our own destiny and relationship with the Holy One, our Abba Father. Oh, what adventures await when we walk by faith and with the awareness that we are ambassadors of heaven. Every place we walk is our mission field. and that sometimes that even happens when we're on vacation.
Wasn't this episode amazing? I was blown away by Carrie's invitation to be mindful of how at any time God is preparing for us divine encounters. And my favorite part is that it doesn't have to be quote unquote a mission trip, that it doesn't have to be a job, that it doesn't have to be an assignment. It's just walking in life in that overflow of our own relationship with the Father that challenges to just see every circumstance and every place that we're located as an opportunity to bless and serve others. How powerful it is. I think it's a good reminder of our divine calling to extend His kingdom. Sometimes I hear people saying, well, I'm not a missionary. God did not call me to missions. And that's fine. I think it's great that some of us are called for certain things and others for others. I was reading a few days ago, Paul explaining to the church of Corinth the beauty of the body and how it's supposed to work. So it's fantastic that we're aware where God calls us to be. But I also think an invitation like Carrie's reminds us that despite we're called to do business or teach children or raise our own kids, wherever the Lord places, we should allowing ourselves to have this never-ending conversation with the Holy Spirit and never-ending connection with Him, and this awareness that He is placing us constantly in places where we are the only ones who carry His presence, the only ones who usher His heart for that place. And what an amazing opportunity we have to be mindful of that and to accept God's invitations. I really was extremely challenged and extremely encouraged by Carrie's message. And if you would like to read this blog post, the written version of this podcast, you can find it in a blog as wildforthenations.com. You'll find in the details of this episode all the links where you can go ahead and check it out. I'm so honored that you decide to invest a few minutes of your day with us. If you would like to see more information, study guides, our latest projects, or our videos, don't forget to go to our page, wildforthenations.com, and also head out and subscribe to this episode and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're constantly uploading content for you, for your church, for your family, but overall, for you to be connected with what God is doing in the nations. God bless you.